With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Advocates for medical marijuana in Montana have just 9 weeks to collect the 24,175 signatures needed to qualify an initiative for the November ballot. If passed, I-182 would undo key provisions put in place by the 2011 legislature and upheld by the state Supreme Court earlier this year that limit the use of medical marijuana. Voters in 2004 legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes. A Kalispell attorney is denying professional misconduct charges that allege he put a lien on a client's property for non-payment of fees and then anonymously bought the property at a sheriff's sale for below market prices. According to the Daily Interlake, the Libby City Council hired Tennant as its city attorney Monday night. Tennant said he was no longer representing his client when he purchased the property. The Missoula County Attorney has filed a motion to dismiss rape charges filed against a then 17-year-old boy accused of raping a fellow inmate at the county's juvenile detention facility. Kristen Papp said at least three witnesses had recanted their statements, including the alleged victim, and that law enforcement officers said there was no window of opportunity for the crime to have happened. A ballot initiative announced today by medicinal marijuana advocates has the support of the Democratic Party's candidate for Attorney General. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Former State Senator Larry Gent from Bozeman said Tuesday he supports a ballot initiative that would undo key provisions put in place by the 2011 legislature that limits the use of medical marijuana. That legislation was upheld in February by Montana's Supreme Court.
I don't agree with legalization of drugs, but I do agree that medical marijuana, in certain cases, is very beneficial to patients suffering from chronic conditions.
Gent called out his Republican opponent, incumbent Attorney General Tim Fox, for creating a situation where patients can't access medical marijuana. Fox's office defended the 2011 law when it was sued by the Montana Cannabis Industry Association to overturn it. A spokesman for the Attorney General's office said Fox's office wouldn't have a comment because the state Supreme Court is considering an industry petition to rehear the case. Fox's office also said the Department of Justice hasn't taken a position for or against medical marijuana, and the office doesn't have a comment on policy aspects of proposed measures because their only interest in this issue is legal. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Yellowstone National Park staff will travel to nearby communities next week to talk restoration efforts with anglers. The presentations will discuss the ongoing efforts to restore native fish species, the threat of aquatic invasive species, and the park's fishing regulations. Park officials will also discuss a plan to create a native fish refuge in the Upper Gibbon River, as well as the Grebe and Wolf Lakes. The meetings will take place over the next couple weeks in Bozeman, West Yellowstone, Cody, and Jackson. Fishing season in Yellowstone opens Saturday, May 28th. You can find more information on our website, mtpr.org. The Obama administration asked the Supreme Court today to uphold a federal law aimed at people who have been convicted of repeated acts of domestic violence on Indian lands. The case originated in Montana. It tests whether the law and its stiff prison terms can be used against defendants who did not have lawyers in earlier domestic violence convictions in tribal courts. The U.S. Appeals Court in San Francisco threw out a 4-year federal prison term for defendant Michael Bryant Jr. because his early domestic violence convictions were handled without a lawyer in tribal courts on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation. About 3,100 pigs were killed in a barn fire at a Hutterite colony south of Augusta. An Augusta volunteer firefighter told the Great Falls Tribune that the fire was reported at the Milford Colony at about 5:45 last night. He says when their trucks arrived, the whole building was involved. Firefighters stayed at the scene until 11 p.m. Monday, and they were able to save another barn nearby. They were called back this morning when the fire flared again. A group campaigning to reform Montana's medicinal marijuana law is getting a late start in collecting the signatures needed to qualify their initiative for the November ballot. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Advocates for medical marijuana in Montana have just over 2 months to collect more than 24,000 signatures needed to put I-182 on the 2016 ballot. The advocates announced their campaign Wednesday at the Capitol after the Department of Justice approved the language of their initiative late last week. The Montana Cannabis Industry Association's Kate Holova said the late start of this ballot initiative is a result of changes of the association's strategy on this issue after a ruling by the Supreme Court limited the use of medical marijuana.
We feel confident that we can do this. It's been done before. We think that our fellow citizens are going to step up and sign, and we know the support is out there for this. They do not want to see medical marijuana go away in Montana.
In 2004, voters legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes, but in 2011, the Montana legislature passed a bill restricting access to the drug. In February, Montana Supreme Court upheld most of the law. Montana dispensaries say that decision stands to drive them out of business. Halova says this ballot initiative will overturn those restrictions and create a more responsible system for medical marijuana. She expects this year's ballot campaign to cost in the six figures. The effort is being bankrolled by the Montana Cannabis Industry Association fundraising. The MCIA has hired a national consulting group, M&R, to help. The advocacy group has 23 field workers collecting signatures. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A man who was convicted of killing a Cascade County Sheriff's deputy in 2014 has made a plea deal with federal prosecutors on additional drug and weapons charges. Under the agreement filed today, Adam Sanchez Jr. plans to plead guilty to possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine and possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. Federal prosecutors agreed to recommend a lighter sentence for accepting responsibility for the crime. They also agreed not to prosecute his mother for any role she might have played in his crimes. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris set a change of plea hearing for April 26. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.